The Hillsborough County Commission today said they support a survey being taken to determine where the community stands on buying environmentally valuable lands. There have been concerns that they did not, or at least not County Administrator Pat Bean, but she denied that was the case today.
I can certainly say to the board, as I've told all of you individually, I totally support the ELAP program. I have some concerns about where we are this year with the economic conditions that we're facing, but I never said I don't support the program. I believe it's a wonderful program, and we do want to have a continuation of that program. So just for the record, I want that clear.
But Bean had told the Tampa Tribune that at a time when people are struggling to put food on the table and pay their property taxes, quote, do we ask them for more money to keep buying land? Commissioner Mark Sharp said he wanted to discuss the issue in public because of concerns about where the board stood after Bean's comments were published.
I didn't read in it that there wasn't any diminished support from the others, but just to clarify so we wouldn't have ongoing concerns, but also I think wanting to take a proactive stance.
The county's Environmental Land Acquisition and Protection Program, also known as ELAP, is set to expire in 2011. A committee has been formed to prepare a voter poll to gauge county residents' inclination to continue extending funding for the program. If it were positive, it would then be put on the ballot. Currently, every property owner in Hillsborough County pays a quarter for every $1,000 in assessed value for ELAP. Dick Eckenrod is with the Land Acquisition Roundtable, a group of individuals concerned about future funding of the county program. He said his organization has worked to raise over $12,000 from private sources to pay for the survey, which would ultimately cost $15,000.
The proposal currently under consideration by the ELAP Advisory Committee is for an unbiased, professionally designed telephone survey of about 400 randomly sampled voters in Hillsborough County. The poll will be paid for with private funds at no cost to county taxpayers. $12,500 of the $15,000 has already been pledged from a diverse group of organizations here in the county, nonprofit groups, industries, as well as individuals.
Eckenrod said the poll would be coordinated by the Trust for Public Land, the national nonprofit group. Commissioner Jim Norman said he didn't want to hear about any survey, but thought there was a better way to try to continue the land acquisition program.
I walk neighborhoods every week, and I talk to people. That's one of the things they bring up. This is a program, it's embraced. And yes, it's wonderful that private industry would want to go out and put it as a poll, but a poll's a poll's a poll. I believe it, just my pure knowledge and everything that I've had the opportunity to work on all these people, it's going to pass. It's not a new tax. It's just extending a wonderful expenditure that this county makes on acquiring things and take care of parks and all those kind of things. So
soon every other commissioner weighed in on how they supported ELAP and wanted to see it continue. Commissioner Rose Ferlita considered with the struggling economy that perhaps a ceiling should be listed on how high any tax could be.
I know that at this point it represents about $50 a household on your tax bill to continue this quarter mill to get this done. Now, because of the fact that there are some changing times and there's some depreciation and appreciation issues, maybe we would have to look at it with maybe a ceiling of number of dollars. These are things to be worked out. I'm just throwing them out. A ceiling of the number of dollars that have to be used or we're targeting, and then maybe look at that debt service and then backtrack and go into a charge accordingly.